ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. The Gemara says that the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Nun Vamad Beis, that the Eliezer and Yeshua argue, Legabe Ischia, is going according to Yehuda. And according to Yehuda, the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, is that Rabbi Eliezer holds Zachin leKatan, there's din of Zachia for a Katan, and Vein Zachin leGadol, there's no din Zachia for a Gadol. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that leKatan Amru Kavachem leGadol, there's a din Zachia for a Katan, and Kavachem for sure there's a din Zachia for a Gadol. So the Rishayim speak out, Ritva, that we paskin laLocha like Rabbi Yeshua, there's a din of Zachia both for a Katan and for a Gadol. Interesting is that the Agoyis Ashri says that Maisim b'chol yoyim, that we kaina and we zeicha for a katan and for a gadol, he says in the Masugi, there's no man d'amar that holds that it's zachin bein legadol bein lekatan. The pashtus that we have, the sugirs that we have, is according to Yeshua, it's lekatan amru kavachayim legadol. And the Chasam Seif and the Rechaim tak is ma'ir that the chayim we pass like Yeshua, Yeshua holds zachin lekatan and legadol. So the Achrayim say that Agoyis Ashri obviously had a girs in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua says Zachin leKatan veLoy leGadol, and since we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, so then the din Zechiyah is only for a Katan. And on that, Agoyis Ashri asked that Maisim Bechol Yoyim, that the din of Zechiyah is both for a Katan and a Gadol. LaMaisa, we go to Rishayim that Agoyis and Rabbi Yeshua Imer leKatan Amru Kavachem leGadol, and mainly the din Zechiyah is both for a Katan and for a Gadol. Now, in the din of Rabbi Eliezer, that he says Zochin the Katan means Zochin the Gadol, it's interesting to Rishbam. The Rishbam says, why is the din Zochin the Katan? Because Hoyel Vein Lo Yad Lizkois La'atzmai, since he doesn't have a Yad to be Zeche for himself. So therefore, the Chacham were Misakin, somebody else should be Zeche Mekabel Litzarchai. The Rishayim, Taisin, Gittin, Asamachay ask that a Katan also has a Yad to be Zeche for himself. We know it says where a Katan is a Gia, Lechlal, that Neitel Tzrer, Vizarkoi, Egoiz, Vineitlo, he has a Shtikel Das, to be mavchin, what is a pebble and what is a walnut, then he has a din of zechiyah. He could be zeicha la'atzmai. So what does it mean? Rishbam says that a katan is ein liyad lizkis la'atzmai. So Tosfos says that the Mishnah over here by us is talking about in a lower age, a katan that doesn't even know to be mavchin between a tzroer and a egois. Or Tosfos says that we're talking about v'kinyan chalipin, or kinyanim that is not a shail of havchana, and therefore a katan doesn't have it. In other words, that a katan is zeicha la'atzmai is only a metaltalin, where a katan picks up. It comes in magil yada katan. But different haknois, like kinyan agav or kinyan chalipin, which a katan is not knowledgeable in the darke hakno, hitake doesn't have that kinyan. And on that, they were masakin for a katan, a kinyan in those in yonim, that things that tachas yodai, they're masakin through zechiyah zochin lekatan, because he wouldn't be able to be kinda like neitel egos neitel tzrav zorka egos with neitel, he wouldn't be able to be kinda. So to be makna to a katan mekinyan chalipin mekinyan agav, you have to come on to the parsha of zechiyah. Amais in Shulchan Aruch in Tzim Resh Mem Gimel it says Yesher Misha Meschayv leKatan Bein Bishtar Bein Mekinyan Chalipin Kiven Shein Oisei Dover Tachas Yodoi Eina Zoicha Ela Im Kain Ziko Wali De Acher, which the Sma says over there. That's from the Rishayim that are pointing out, Lashon Aran, that the Katan, even though if you pick it up in his hands, Hitaka would be able to be Zoicha Midin Yad, in something which he has das, as long as he reaches that age of das that he knows the difference between a tzrer and an egoiz. But when you want to be makne in other in kiyanim of chalipin or kiyanim of agav, you have to come on to the parish of zchiyah. And if not for the fact that it's a parish of zchiyah, somebody can mezake him the chafotzim, itake wouldn't be zoicha. Others say that the Rashbam says that since we hold that chalipin is bekel of shelkaina, so a katan is going to be kaina with chalipin has to give a sudar. He has no das to be makna sudar, so maybe he can't be kaina be chalipin. So nafkamim between the way the Ran learns and the Rashbam learns is in a chalipin of shava b'shava. The katan's mekabel the chayfitz, and he has to get something for an exchange. He doesn't have to be makna; it just goes back and forth. So then, according to the Rashbam, maybe a katan would be able to have kinyan chalipin. According to the Ran, he wouldn't, because he doesn't have das bichlal for a kinyan chalipin. The Ktzois in Simon Reish Lamed Hey says a different Teres Tesis Kashi. He says that the din of the B'Shem Magen Mishnah, that the Das Acher is Makne, helps me din Zechiyah. That means the makne is mezake to the cotton that's kaina a das in order to be zeicha. Very interesting way of understanding the inyan of zechia. So that you have to mezake and zechia cotton, so a cotton should be able to be zeicha ba'atzmai. He doesn't have in order to have the das acheres makne to give him that zechia, give him that das kilu in order to be able to be zeicha. In other words, the das acheres makne doesn't mean that the makne makes the maisa hakno. He's maver the bailus to the kaina. The Pashtas, we would have understood, Das Acheres Makne means that the Makne is one who's making the Hakno. The Kain is not making any Hakno, any Kinyan. He's just a recipient. He's like a lame duck. The Makne is Maknit with his Das. He makes a Mais Hakno. He's Maver the Biles to the Kaina. So you don't need that the Kain should have Das to be Kaina. It's enough he has a Rots to be Kaina. Cotton wants to be Kaina, so even though he doesn't have Das, ain't Das the Cotton, but he can be Maknit him. Das Acheres Makne. The Ktzais is tiny, the Magen Mishnah understood that no, Das Acheres Makne means that you're going and being makne your das kilu to the cotton. So that itself needs the parsha inyan of Zechiah. The inyan of Zechiah, the chiddush of Zachal Arush Nebafanov, the chiddush of Zechiah is necessary for the makne to mezake to the cotton that's being kaina, a das kde lizkos. In itself, we should be aware that's a mechudish dika oifen of understanding das acheres makne say. Other achrayim clearly explain that the din of das acheres makne is that the makne is doing the entire akno, and the kaina is just a recipient, a passive acceptance of the chefetz that's being niknet to him. But he doesn't. He just needs the rotzen that he wants it. But he doesn't need to have his das to shaft that chalois kinyan. But here the ktsoyis mimechadish that no, he needs a das for the chalois kinyan, and das acheres makne is giving him ki'ilu that das, and that's a chiddush that you can be makna das to a katan ayidei the parsha of zechiah. But it definitely answers why you would need the parsha of zechiah by a katan in order to be makna to him that das in order to be kind. Let there's a very sadistic atosis here in Zochin, in the Indian of Zechiah, even though it's not so much in Misha Meis, but it's very sad, very important. We'll speak about it a little bit. Tosfos Zochin L'Gadlovein Zochin L'Katan Tosfos asks a kasha. He asks, what's the tzad, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zochin L'Katan Vein Zochin L'Gadol. And he says, he wants to know, what's the tzad not to have a Zechiah for a katan? L'Chayra, the din of Zechiah is that Zochin L'Adon Shlei B'Fanav. So why should a katan not have Zechiah? If a katan has to go ahead and make his own kinyan, and maybe you'll tell me he doesn't have das, but Zechiah, Zochin L'Adon Shlei B'Fanav, you don't need his ma'isa kinyan. So Tosfos answers, and he says, Yeshleima kivin de Zechiah mitam shlichus, man de motzi mash v'shliach yesh lo Zechiah, u'man de motzi mash v'shliach ein lo Zechiah. That he explains that since Zechiah works mitam shlichus, which we'll see in a moment, it's not so posh machloikis, machloikis tanoim, machloikis vishoinim. So if zechiah is mitam shlichus, only somebody is able to make a shliach, to shafach alois shliach, has a parsha of zechiah. A katan which can't make a shliach does not have the din of zechiah. In other words, the Manda Omar, he's teaching up the Gemara, the Manda Omar holds zochin legadol v'loy lekatan, he holds that zechiah is mitam shlichus, and therefore doesn't apply to a katan. The Madomer that says Zochin af lekatan holds that Zechiah is not mitam shlichus. And since Zechiah is not mitam shlichus, it's shayach to a katan also. That's what Tosfos says. Man, the Islay Zochin lekatan means Zochin legadol, really keeping the godly yachliknes, litikni rabban Zechiah kamei bekatan, which will come to in a minute, the end of the Tosfos. But Pashas, the beginning of Tosfos, is telling us that the machlaikis, if you hold it's shayach Zechiah by a katan or not, is whether Zechiah is mitam shlichus or Zechiah is not mitam shlichus. Lefizeh, with the Dan, we hold, it could be Shul, like we mentioned earlier, that you could be Zeicha for a cotton. It must be that Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichus. Or else, why would there be Zechiah by a cotton? The only way out, L'chayr, is you have two ways out of this Hoychacha. Either you'll say, according to Bishua, the reason why there's Zechiah for a cotton is because Rabbanu Mesakein, Rabbanu Dika Shlichus the cotton, I day the parish of Zechiah. Even though he can't make his own Shliach, but they were Mesakein that he could Zochin the cotton. It's a kind of drabbanim, but not because the Zechiah is mitam shlichus. Now, the MS that Tosfos himself, we just mentioned before, is mashma like that. Tosfos says, in the end, man de islay zochin lekatan, Tosfos says, me zochin legadol, he holds, since a gadol yokel liknois, since a gadol could be kindly, they were not masakin Zechiah kamei bekatan. But that means that mashma, the whole din Zechiah is a tekana drabbanon. If Zechiah is a tekana drabbanon, say they were masakin it for a katan, and they were not masakin it for a gadol. So maybe, even though Zechiah is not mitam shlichus, in Zechiah is, yeah, I'm sorry, yes, mitam shlichus,
But the Rishua holds that they were masakin a parsha of Zechiah for a katan. It's a tekanah drabanan. But that's very shver at the end of Tosfos, because like Ruchan himself asked the kasha on Tosfos, that it's mashma on Tosfos, the whole din Zechiah is only tekanah chazal. L'chayr, the din of Zoch, l'on shtei v'fanav, the din de'raisa. The Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Mem Beis learned it out from Sukkim. So l'chayr, it's not mashma, it's a drabanan dekadin, it's a drais dekadin. You can say that's the gufra machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, but that's going to hold that it's not the raisa, and Rabbi Yeshua holds. Rabbi Yeshua says kalakotin kalvachemer legadol lecher gadol. It's zichah de raisa dikadin. So what does it mean that the din zichia is only a takanas chazal? So ora and toisvis the madam that holds zochin lekotin and zochin legadol is because it could be the rabbanon was sacking it for a cotton. Lecher there's a din of zichia midoy raisa. Another way to explain Tosfos is that not necessarily the muchach that the mandama holds zechiah lekatan holds that zechiah is not mitam shlichus. Why? Because it's a famous Rabbi Kiveger. Kiveger in Ksubis Nafid Aleph says that really a katan is not mufka in Gansin completely from the parasha of shlichus. The only chisarn of a katan in shlichus that he can't make a shliach is because he's mufka from minu shlichus. He can't Shaf a chaloy shliach. He can't create a shliach, but not that he can't have somebody being a shliach for him. Meila, that Kivega says. Therefore, by zechiah, which does not require a minui, a katan could also have din shlichus. That means that zechiah could be yes mitam shlichus. If zechiah is mitam shlichus, how could we pass like a bishua that says zochenaf le katan? Chayra, katan has no shaychus to shlichus. And the answer is that the katan has shaychus to shlichus. He doesn't have shaychus to minu shlichus. If he doesn't have shaychus to minu shlichus, so then he can't make a shliach. But a shchiah, which doesn't require minu shlichus, could be shaychus to a katan also. B'emes, the Rajman Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis is toiled the shaila if this yesh zchila katan minatayro or not in the same in this shaila of zchiah mitam shlichus or not. He says if zchiah is mitam shlichus, so enechanami there's no zchiah for a katan. So that's not like a kivegan. That means that it's totally zebazer. Katan can't have shlichus, so there's no din. If zchiah mitam shlichus, a katan doesn't have shlichus, doesn't have zchiah either, and means if the din is and that the side of that the side of this of these rishayim this Rajbe is because the din of shlichus is the pshat that you have to come on to the kayach of the mishaleach of the one that you're being a shliach for. In other words, if a katan cannot create a shliach, so he can't give over his kayach to bivim kaimai to somebody else. So it's not just a practical chisaron that he can't give over his kayach, but be'etzem his kayach is there to be a shliach for him, the way Rekveg understood it. It's mashma that a katan bechlal is no shaychus to shlichus, because and in varai, he can't give over his kayach to somebody else. So if you hold zechiah as mitam shlichus, that means you need to come on to the koyach of the mishaleach. And since you can't come on to the koyach of mishaleach when he's a katan doesn't have the parash of shlichus, so therefore you can't either have zechiah. But if zechiah is not mitam shlichus, but then zechiah, that means the zechiah is mimzak on his own to the mishaleach. It's the opposite of shlichus. You don't need the koyach of the mishaleach. You don't need the koyach of mishaleach, so then it should be shayach a parash of shlichus, also, a zechiah also for a katan, hagam, there's no shlichus. So in the summary, really, we're presenting Betzim two ways of understanding it. One way to understand is that Zechiah, Katan having Zechiah or not having Zechiah is dependent directly in Zechiah mitam shlichus, Zechiah not mitam shlichus. A Katan doesn't have a parasha of shlichus, so if Zechiah is mitam shlichus, he also would not have any Zechiah, because the aside of Zechiah is just using the koyach of shlichus. And if a Katan does not have a koyach of shlichus, that somebody could do something for him, you pile for him, he can't be a mashaleach, so then the parasha of Zechiah will also not work. And the Madomer holds that it's shayach Zechiah by a Katan, al karchuk Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus. That's a mefurish in the Rajma. And Azay is the Pashas of Tosfos. Then we also said that possibly that it's not true. Possibly even Zechiah is mitam shlichus, but a katan himself is shaykh to shlichus, like Rikivega says. And if a katan is shaykh to shlichus, so then the only chisaron is that he can't shafach alei shliach. He can't even mana shliach. It's a chisaron aminui. For that, zechia could take away the chisaron aminui. Somebody else is becoming a shliach on his own for the katan. But avada katan could have a parsha of shliach. So then it would not be whether the zechia for a katan or not, even if zechia would not be tully, and if zechia is mitam shlichus or zechia not mitam shlichus. And then, of course, a third way is that we mentioned just in passing, is that if it's takanas chazal, so then it's not tully in zechia mitam shlichus and mitam shlichus, and tully what the chazal were misakin. Once we're on the topic of zechia mitam shlichus, which should bring out just a clarification in the machlekes vishayinim. It seems that a few very important yisaidis that to know that in zechia mitam shlichus, the vishayinim argue lemaisa if zechia is mitam shlichus or not. The Rajman, the Ritvo, we mentioned the Rajman Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, holds that zechia is not mitam shlichus, and they bring a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin. From the sugi of the sugi is really there in Kedushin Mem Beis. That the Gemara Avavil learns out from a pasuk of Nasi Echod that the din of zechia, that zochin la Adam. And the Gemara doesn't ask over there, haki bizecha for the ketanim, and bechlukas ha'aretz, l'cher and shlichas the katan. So it's a raya that zechia is not mitam shlichus. You see, the whole mekoyer of zechia was not, there's no question, there was no ha'ara that how could you have a parsha of shlichus for a zechia for a katan, l'cher, the katan is no shaykhus the shlichus, and zechia is mitam shlichus. So it's a raya that zechia is not mitam shlichus. And therefore, it's shaykh zechia even for a katan. Other Rishonim say over there, the Ran says that Fida Havamina Takeina Khanami Zakhiya is not mitam shlichus, but Fida Maskon of the Gemara and the Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara is the Zachazara, and Zakhiya is mitam shlichus. And Rashi, we have in a few places, Rashi in Gittin, Daf Testament Beis, and Vometzia, Daf Yud Beis, Rashi says clearly Zakhiya is mitam shlichus, and Rashi learns that, says, adds over there that Zakhiya mitam shlichus means because it's a non Sahadi that he would have made him a shlich. A non Sahadi would have made him a shlich. Tosfos says the same. In the sugi of Ger Katan and Ksubis and Daf Yud Aleph, that the aside of Zechia Mitam Shlichus means that you are automatically a Shliach for the person you're being Zeichet for, because there's an ansad that Evadi would have made you into a Shliach. That means that Zechia Mitam Shlichus is Kiilu, there's a Minui that's understood. There's an understood Minui that you would have Mimanehim a Shliach, and that's enough to make you a Shliach for him. So you take a Pashta Shliach for the Mishaleach. The Ktzois in Simen Kufei Aleph is Yeduah that he asks a Gevalik Akasha, that if the Yisoid is like Rirashi says it, that Zechiyas Mitam Shlichus means there's a non Sahadi that he would have made him into a Shliach, so how does that stim with the Gemara in Bometzi and Daf Chav Beis? A very famous Gemara. The Gemara is in the Sugi of Yir Shlem Bidas. The Gemara compares the somebody being Zoyecha in Afrosh's Truma for a Bailim to the Inyan of Yir Shlem Adas. Yir Shlem Adas is that at the time when you pick up Mitzia, Hagam, there's no Simon and really you should be able to keep it, but since the Bailim didn't know about it at the time when you picked it up, so there was no practical Lemaisa Dika Yush. It's just a non-Sadi. We know that if he would know, and when he finds out later that Itaka, there's no Simon, so he would have been Miyayish. And the Shemabai and Rav argue if that is enough Das for Yush, so that you could keep the Aveda, or the Alochi is that Lemaisa was Bisura Saliyode, because when you picked it up, there was no Lemaisa Dika Yush. There wasn't a Yush, it was a Yush Lemidas. Is that Yush or not Yush? So Melik Tzais asks, if Zechia Mitam Shlichus means that there's a non Sahadi, that if he would have known, he would have been a Shliach, so that's mamish exactly like the Yish Lemidas. And we hold Yish Lemidas is not a Yish. We don't say a non Sahadi, that if he would have known that the object was lost from him, he would have been Miyayish, and that blives a Yish. We hold Yish Lemidas is not Yish. So if it's not Yish, so how could you say that Zechia Mitam Shlichus, that over here, Tkilu is a non Sahadi, that he was manim a Shliach? There is no, the non Sahadi manim a Shliach is not enough. It's not Das of Minu Shlichus. If it's Shchor, it should be totally Zeb Ozeh. Since we pass in Yish, let me Das. It's Loyav a Yish. How could Zechia Mitam Shlichus work with this understanding that's a non Sahadi, that he would have made him into a Shliach? He would have appointed him a Shliach. So the Ktzais takes his Kasha very seriously. And therefore the Ktzais learns that al karchoch, if zechia is mitam shlichus, it means that's exeris hakosuf from the pasuk of nasi echad that the Torah made him a shliach. The Torah made a mishlech hagam. L'chor, you'd be able to argue that maybe it's not toyim mamish tiyishleim midas. Maybe it's chi. It's not the pshat that zanan sali in this particular time with manim mishliach. It's umdin a klolis that das b'ni adam that anything which is a schus is automatically yishliach for them. This makom ti mechalek can say that's not the same thing as the case of a particular item which is when you meyayish. Now over there, the mechateista was yish on this particular chayfitz. At this moment, he didn't know that he lost the chayfetz to be miyayish bepoil. So it's a totally in yish lemidas, the fact that if he would have known, he would have been miyayish. That's not sufficient to be considered yish. But over here, there's a kloliastik, a non-sahadi, and a umdina, that everybody in the world would want somebody to do something for his benefit. It was a chiyah for him. Avad, he'd want to be mizah, you want somebody to pick up something for you. Zochel lo rishleim afana, a person's able to mizaki you with a zchus, chelek in Eretz Yisrael, anything which requires a kinyan, but a shlichus, but it's a zchus for the person. Avad is a non-sahadi that he would be mani you a shliach. That's how Rashi understood it. It's a non-sahadi. They are so a shliach. And the Ktzai still held that they were totally zebozeh. And if this, you say yish lemidas, they have a yish, so you'd also say that they can't say they became a shliach mitaris anan sahadi. So therefore, the Ktzais has to learn that zechia mitam shlichus means the gzeres hakosev, that the Torah made him into a shliach. Now, it's possible, actually we could suggest that this really is, there's another nekuda in zechia, also a Ktzais, and maybe the Ktzais l'shitosei. The Ktzais in Reish Mem Gimel brings a very interesting shaila from the Trumas Hadeshin. So the Trumas Hadeshin says, has a shaila in Simen Kuf Peches, where there's a lady that would normally need dough and take off challah. And let's say she had a mesharsis, she had a maidservant, she had somebody helping her out, and the maidservant went ahead and made the isa, and the isha was there in the beginning, and then the isha left before the mesharsis, before the maidservant was able to be mafrish chala, to my Yiddish helper, and the shaila was, and she had no choice. The Yiddish helper saw that the mesharsis saw that if she's going to wait until the baal sabayis is going to come back, it's going to be ruined, and the dough, and she has to quickly bake it, but she didn't want to bake it before taking off chala, so she wants to know if she's able to mivafrish challah without the shus of the balabai, is it mut or not? That was the shaila which came to the Trumas Hadeshin. So the Trumas Hadeshin answered, very interesting, he says that avadi she could. She avadi could take off challah for the balas abayis. Why? Because since if she will not, and she'll wait till the balas abayis comes back, it's going to get ruined. So it's been a skalkel, so it's a schus of the balabayis. So we hold zechiyas mitam shlichus. So the mesharsis could be a shliach of the shlucha over here, of the balabayis, even shleim bidaita, because it's a schus. It's a schus. It's chusullah. Zochel lanu shleim b'fanam, shezechiyas mitam shlichus. Aye, the Trumas Hadeshin asks on himself. He says, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Beis, says, it's quoted other place in Shas, that a person tells the shliach, say troim, go take off truma. And somebody else heard, and the other person went ahead and took off the truma. The halacha is his truma is not a truma. Why? Because since he was mitzava, the shliach, to take off truma, so the other person can't take off truma. Ah, you'll tell me that it's a zchus and zoch ladim shleiv afanav. Let him become his shliach. Zechir is mitam shlichus. Zoch the truma sadeshen. That's not doing with our case. Because over there, you could say, since the balabayas was memana specifically this person to be a shliach, to take off truma for him, because he knows him, you know, maybe he recognizes that he's going to take off truma the proper amount, by in yofo, maybe he's a benini, or whatever he is, so he wants him to take off the truma, and not somebody else take off the truma. So it's kilo akpeda, that somebody else should not become a shliach by afrashas truma. Mashenke by afrashas chala. He says, b'zman hazeh, it's akel shoven to take a kezayas and to burn it, so there's no mokum to say, there's a kpeda, and memela avada, somebody else could become a shliach to be the mesharsis could become a shliach to be mafresh challah for the balas habayis midin zochen shlebel ladam shlebel funav and zechias mitam shlichus. One last kasha frekta trumas hadeshin from the Gemara and Bamitzia daf chav beis. The Gemara in Bamitzia daf chav beis talks about where somebody takes off truma shleim midas. So the Gemara says truma say truma. The Gemara says, if it depends, if the balabayas comes down to the field and says, klachi etzel yafois, take from the better ones, it's a right that it's he's masking that you should take off good truma, so then it's good chalais truma. And then the Gemara in Lamai says, chayzer, the Gemara wanted to bring a right from there, if the yish lemidas, if it's yish or not yish, the Gemara says that it has to be talking about where you made a shliach.
because it says atem. We learn atem gam atem rabbi shluchachem, and just like atem is ledaitchem, you have to take off truma with your nas. So too the shliach if you mana shliach, and the shliach takes off truma for you. So the chayyur you see from the gemara over there that even though we know zicha was nichalei, because the case was that he came back later and he said klachi etzel yavis should have taken the better stuff, and he's okay with the truma that he took off, but still he's not a shliach. It was shlei ledas. So over here also by the afroshas chala lechayra you have to make a shliach beferish. So why is it different than the case of the gemara mitzvah of chov beis? Zok the truma sadeshen is a chilik, because over there at the time of the afroshas truma you bechlal did not know if he was nichale or not. Later you find out if it was nichale. So that's totally in yishlei midas. You want to say lemafreya it was nichale. There's a reason to say that maybe he's not nichale for afroshas truma unless he's a mana shliach. The only sad to say that it should be considered a good afroshas truma is because later when he said klach eitzel yofis go to the better ones, you see he was nichale. Oh, so that's told in yishlei midas. I think Amar Taka says it's told in yishlei midas. Mechateisa, now we should say lemafreya he was nichale, and then he made him into a shliach. You have to know b'shas naisa he made him into a shliach. And you have to have an ansadi. But over here, that at the time when the Sharsis became a shlucha of the Baal Sabayis, we know that she's nichale. Why shouldn't she be nichale? There's no svara that she should not be nichale. And Mela, over here, al zchiyam etam shlichus, you could say that it blibes a shliach of the Misharsis, and the Trum Sedeshan passes la halacha that the Misharsis could take off chalo for the Baal Sabayis. Oh, the Tazi is even maisiv that even there's no kilkul isa, it helps afrashas chala because zochad lam shlei b'fanav. Even if it's always a zchus and avad zchim etam shlichus. In the case of truma, is different. The Ktzoyz, after he brings the truma sadeshin, argues, and the Ktzoyz brings from other rishayim, and the Kitzer, the Ktzoyz himself says that over here it's a difference. He says that klal of zochin la'adam shlei b'fanav is only where the zeich, the mekabel, the one that you mean zeich for, is mekabel something. Like for example, yimazaka chayfitz leplani. So if you want to be mezaka chayfitz to somebody else, so the din of zochan l'adam shlei b'fanav will tell us that you could be mezaka chayfitz to somebody else. Or for example, we find zochan l'adam shlei b'fanav by a get. You can mezaka get l'ishtoi because there's isha zeich in the get. Or if you want to be mafrish from his own, you want to be mafrish from yours, your tvua on somebody else to take off truma for him. So then you're being zochel ladosh nevafanim because you're giving the person something in addition to what he didn't have till now. You mean mezaka chayfetz lepleini. But zochtik tzoyz, but if you want to be mafrish from the Baal Bayis himself, so it's not really a schus, you're not giving him anything, you're taking from him. In the case of the Hafroshas Chala, you're not giving the Baal Sabayis anything. You're not giving a Zaka something. There's a moment him. You're taking away moment from him. You're taking away the Chala and burning it, give it to the Kayin. So that's not Zochin L'Odom Shlei B'Fanav. That's being Zeicha Me'Odom, he says. That's being Zeicha from a person. You're not giving him, you're taking from him. For that, if you mafish from the Baal Bayis itself, like the case of Truma, and the case of Chala, the Truma Sadesh and Shaila, so for there, it's not a schus necessarily. You need a nichusa, because you're not giving him something, you're taking away from him. So if you're taking away from him, that's not nichlal the klal of Zoch and La'odam, Shaloi Bifon. The Velt Ktzois, and it's true that there are many Achraim that argue in the Ktzois, and they hold that no, that's called also Zochel Anush Lebefanav. But the Ktzais himself holds, not like the Trumas Hadeshin, and he says that the Misharis cannot be Mafrish Chala for the Baal Sabayis in order to bake the dough before it gets ruined, because you're taking from the Isa the Baal Sabayis, it's Zochen Mei Adam. It's not Zochen Le Adam. And Zochen Mei Adam from a person, that we do not say. L'chaira, in Svara, if you would ask a person, the person anyway is going to have to be Mafrish Chala from his Isa. It's not something that he would keep for himself, that little bit of dough. And in the case of Truma, he has to take off Truma anyway. It's not something that he monetarily, at the end of the day, he's losing. It's just, you're right, the act is an act of taking from the Baal Bayis. But a zicha nichale, a zicha is a chus. So, Taka, what is the svar of the ktsois that you don't say zoch and lodon shlei b'fanav in the case of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Mesharsis cannot be mafrish chala from the Isa? Oh, but l'chayra, in view of what we said before, the ktsais could be l'shitase. The ktsais, it was masbir, that the gather of zoch and lodon shlei b'fanav is not a regular shlichus, the way it's mashmir from Rashi and the Zanan Sahari, that he would have made him into a shliach.
together it's exeris hakosav that the Torah is a manim ashliach because zechiyah mitam shliach so says it can't be. That's telling yirshleim midas. That's not automatic. That non tzadi should make him into a shliach. So if it's taka exeris hakosav that the Torah was a manim ashliach and that's the parsha of zechiyah, so it could be if there's a chayv if it's mei adam there's no exeris hakosav that the Torah was manim ashliach. The Torah was only a manim ashliach in the case of a real zechus where you be mezakas something. For the balabayas, you're giving him something. So if you're giving him something, so then it's only when you're giving him something, but you're taking from him, it's zochen mei adam, could be there's no din of zochen ladam shleva fun of zechiyah mitam shlichas. Over there, the Torah was not memanahim a shliach. There's mokim to say that the ksais l'shitasai. Mashenki, the other understanding of the Rishonim, that the geder of zechiyah is that sanan sahadi, that you want it to be a shliach, so l'chayre, even if there would be a hefsin moment, is there an omdin here, is there a nan sahadi that you would want to make the mesharis into a shliach, shlucha, to be able to take off Isa, take off a piece of challah from Mina Isa and Mafish challah avada, yeah. So avada, there is a nirgale. There's a zicha zichia. Enoch hazoch and ladam shleim fun of godlam mizeh. And avada, there's an ansad. You make him into a shliach. So that would be the mokum to argue in the ktsais. And to defend the Trumas Hadeshin. And say that it goes with an ansadi. Is there an ansadi here that you would want to make him into a shliach or not? If there is, then it makes no difference that you actually, the act is taking some dough from the balabais and using it for a fresh challah, and you're not adding to the balabais. So you're not adding to the balabais. But is there a mokim for zechiyah? Would you want that he should do it? Avada, yeah. So you'd have the din of zochin la'adam shleiv b'fanav. I'll call upon him. The two ways to understand it is either zochin la'adam shleiv b'fanav, even zechiyah mitam shlichas means that the zanan sahadi that you would make him into a shliach. So then the gedarim would be according to wherever there's an umdana. Wherever there's an anan sahadi, you'd want to make him into a shliach. Then you would have the parsha of shlichus, the parsha of zechiyah. Zechiyah mitam shlichus. And according to the second understanding is the ktsais, that no, that over here we don't work with nansadi, and nansadi is not sufficient to create a chaloy shlichus. It has to, it's a gzeres hakosad, that the Torah was memanehem a shliach, v'mokim that it's a zchus. Oyabazoy, there's mokim to say, like the ktsais himself says, that since in the case of the challah, that you're not actually giving something to the balabais, you're taking, that's called zochin, May Adam, not Zochin Li Adam. Over there, the Torah was not Manahem a Shliach. Now, this is one last Nakud over here. This is all in the Manda Amar that Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus. If you hold Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, like we say, Louis Rashi, other Rishonim, what is the Havan in Zechiah Mitam Shlichus? What about according to Manda Amar, Zechiah that's not Mitam Shlichus? According to that Manda Amar, so the pashtus is that the zechiyah is not mitam shlichus, that then it doesn't work mitam shlichus bechlal. So how taka does it work? So the ktsais understands that the zechiyah is not mitam shlichus, it works mitam yad. So pasha to yad, it's like an extension of his hand. The Bicha Shmuel, the famous Bicha Shmuel in Kiddushin, that says over b'shem Reb Chaim, that even the man the Amar holds that zechiyah is not mitam shlichus, it doesn't mean that it's not a din shlichus bechlal. It's not a din yad mamish. And there are rayas and there's kashin lektois that why it's shver to learn that it means din yad. Zokt Reb Chaim, that even the feed of that man de Omar, it's also a din shlichus. But the machlaikis, zechiyah mitam shlichus, or not zechiyah mitam shlichus, is if it's the algemein of the regular chalois din shlichus, or it's a mechudish din shlichus that's learned from a different pasuk. That means the Madama that holds that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus, that's the normal, regular din of shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Madama holds Zechiyah is not mitam shlichus, the gather is also a chalei shlichus. But it's mitzad, the din, a naya din that's learned in this parasha, that even without amina shlichus, there could also be a din shlichus. That means that it's not just a gili milsa, that the Torah was megalitos, that in this chus, you, even without a hashvah shlichus, it's like a regular pasha of shlichus, and it's included in the pasha of shlichus of atem gam atem. No, the Torah gave a separate din shlichus. There's a shlichus in the pasha of truma and getting the kiddushin and kodshim, which is the regular shlichus, the beginning of perakish mekadesh. The Gemara learns that from different sukkim, the din of shluch shlam kamaisai. And there's another din shlichus of zechiyah. It's a naya din shlichus. Woe be the nafkamina lachayra. Whichever way you're understanding it, lamaisa, this is a shlichus. He's working. The way it works is that he's b'tera shlichus. Zokter Baruch Be, the nafkamina is that if it's included in the parsha of Shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula, so then whoever is nismayit from the din of Shlichus is also nismayit from the din of Zechiah. L'chayra katan. Just like a katan is nismayit from Shlichus and Kol HaTorah Kula is nismayit from Zechiah, because Zechiah, mitam Shlichus, means that the Torah was megala, that aidei Zechiah, you have the regular parsha of Shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula. And the katan is excluded from that. So he's excluded from Zechiah also. Oh, but Zakhtav Yechashmuel, but if you say, the way Chaim understood it, the man Omar, Zechiah lamitam shlichus, it's a shlichus, a nayadin shlichus, a miyuchadik shlichus in the parish of Zechiah, that means the Torah gave another din shlichus, that's not included in the miyut of atem gamatem. So, but Ibazaya, Katan could also have that din shlichus of Zechiah. So it comes out, the feed of Yechashmuel, from Shem of Chaim, even if you hold Zechiah is not mitam shlichus, it is shlichus, but it's still shayach to a katan. Shayach to a katan because this new parsha of shlichus a katan was not nismait. Rabbi Bochber has difficulty just that if it's not nismait, even though it's not nismait from the shlichus of Kol Torah Kula, it's katan not nismait from this parsha of shlichus because it's not the regular parsha of shlichus of Kol Torah Kula. But L'chayra Katan anyway shouldn't be able to have Shlichus of Zechiah because there's a klal, whatever you're not able to do, your Shlich can't do. Kol Milsa De'iu Le'matzi Ovid, Shluchay Le'matzi Mashvi. You can't make a Shlich for something that you can't do. So even in the parish of Zechiah, there's a Nayad in Shlichus, but L'mai said a Katan can't make a Shlich, so how could he go ahead and have the parish of Zechiah? So that, Bachber explains that it's totally in how you understand the miut of a Katan from Zechiah. If it's a Chsar and Mitzad, the Maisa Kinyan of Zechiah, or it's not it's like blibes, that means a cotton really could be, or it's betzim a cotton could be zeich, it just is missing in kavana. That means betzim a cotton has a shaykhis to zechiah, just that's chosar and is kavana for that, then you could have the parsha zechiah could work. But if it's a chosar and that's a maise kinyan of zechiah of a cotton, so then a cotton taka will be mufka. So he's not shaykh to make shlichus, he's not shaykh for zechiah either. That's what Bochbeh goes into a tifer azach to explain why this wouldn't be a chosar in the parsha of zechiah of enemitam shlichus, even though it's a nayadin shlichus. There's one last nekuda is that the achrein is a stipler. I ask on the ktsais. The ktsais the maisa does not learn zechiah la mitam shlichus like Chaim. He understands that zechiah la mitam shlichus is mitam yad. But the din yad l'cher you learn out the gemara b'metzia daf yud. We find it by a poil that yod is kiyad balabayas and yad evid is kiyad rabbi. But l'chayra, zoicha, somebody who's not related, is not a yad eved, he's not an eved, he's not a poel, so how could you say that yod is kiyad balabayas? What's the, it's a mechudishtik way of understanding, zechiyah lamitam shlich is a yad. Very nice, it's yad. What yad? Why should this person be considered your yad? It's not an extension of you. Eved is an extension of the odin. A poel is maybe yod kiyad yad balabayas, but what's this, this new person now becomes an extension of the one he's being mezaket to, he blibes his yad? That's a chiddish. Such a thing. So the Stipel speaks about it in Simon Lam and Vav. He speaks about it, this Nidin, according to the Ktzais, how could you have a Din Yad, the Chayra, this is not related, no Shaychas to you. How could it be Yodah is Kiyada Mezaka, Kiyada Zaycha? Mezaka should be like the Zaycha. Therefore, the Stipel learns differently. He learns that Zaycha is Mimishtamish in his own Koyach. It's the opposite of shlichus. It's not yodai mamish. And this type has an arichas to explain what the other tzad would be. That it's not the zchim lamitam shlichus means it's not a shlichus. So the one who's creating the whole chalois is the zeiche, and it's a chiddush that he could do the whole chalois for the mezakeh. It's not an extension of his yad. Yad doesn't mean extension of his yad. He's mishtamish with his own koyach mezakeh. It's a chiddush to understand like that because it's not lecher. It's not regular shlichus. Shlichus is faker. Shlichus is always that you be mokim the mishaleach. And yada is also is like an extension. Yada yad poel kiyad balabayis or yad evik yad rabbi. To say that zechiah lamitam shlichus works a nayim a chiddushik oifin of vimezakeh is a chiddush in itself. But let's just put it all together. We have in zechiah lamitam shlichus. We really have three ways of understanding it. Zechiah lamitam shlichus could be kepshutai. It's not a shlichus bechlal, and either it's mitam yad also kipshute, like the Ktzais understood it, or other Achrayim, the Stipler, other Achrayim say that it's a mechudish dik of way of being mezake a kinyan, a chayfitz, make akno for somebody else. It's not mamish yodik el balbayis, it's you're being piled all chalois, or the way of Baruch Be'er, b'shem Reb Chaim, that it's hak ishlichus. It's just a naya pasha of shlichus in Gantz, not the regular pasha of shlichus. That's all in Shchiyas la mitam shlichus, and in Zechiyah mitam shlichus. Again, let's just review that we have the understanding of the Pashta of Rashi. Zechiyah mitam shlichus is a non sahadi that he would have been manim a shliach, so it's a regular shlichus. Just that normally there's a minu shlichus, but the Pashta of Zechiyah tells us that we don't have to have the minu. Or the way the Ktzais understands it is that the Torah is making him into a shliach. It's a gzeres hakosu that the Torah makes him a shliach. We said nafkaminas between both ways of understanding. Let's move on to the next sugya. After the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Zayin, the Gemara clears of unbelievable Shas Shaila. We all know that a Malvus Chaver Bishtar can be goyim nechassim shibodim. There's an inyan of shibud nechassim. A person owes money, he owes all the money that he has available to himself has to be used for Piroi Nachayiv. And also, any nechassim that he owns at the time of the halva are mishubid. There's a lien on those nechassim. And when it comes time for payment, those nechassim could be collected, even if he had already sold them to somebody else. That's called shibud nechassim. Shmuel has a shaila. What about the ikni vekana? What about nechassim that he buys, karkois that he buys after the halva? And after the halva, he wants are those nechassim mishubid for the halva or not? Now, what Shmuel shaila is, where he writes the ikni. He means he writes in the shnar that I'm mishabit to you for this chayiv all nechassim that I will buy, the kanoi with the aser anoli mikni. When I bought, what I own, what I will buy, and what I eventually will buy, will all be mishubit for this chayiv. And the question is, could the malva now collect from the nekuchos those nechassim that the leiv was kaina after the ksivas hashtar? So the Gemara says that this shaila of Shmuel is not a shaila according to a mayor. A mayor who holds other makne dovish label oilam, you can be makne a chayfetz which is not yet in the world, like a person could be makne a peris dekel, fruits of a dekel which are not yet ba'olam. So for sure he can mishabed a karka that he didn't yet buy. The Gemara's whole shaila is only Shmuel's whole shaila is only according to Rabbanim. According to a mayor, vaday kana. The shaila's according to Rabbanim that hold ain't other makne dovish label oilam could. You be mishabed karkois that are not yet ba'olam by saying the ikni. The shaila is in the rishayim and the achrayim that what is the chilik between hakna that adam cannot be makne davish le'ba'olam and shibud that you can mishabed something that's not yet ba'olam ayde writing the ikni. What's nafkamina between shibud and kinyan? Why is shibud better than kinyan? We find over here many mahalchim in the rishayim. The Rashbam says two taimim. His first time is that shibud is stronger than kinyan because the karkois that are eventually going to be meshubid are nimtzoyim ba'olam. They're here already in the world. Just you were not yet kind to them. Rabbeinu Geshem said the same lashon that since the karkois are ba'olam, it's not does not have the chisaron of other makne dovish le'ba'olam. The pashtus would be that the Rishbam means because the chisaron of Dovash Lebel Oilam is because there's a chisaron of Gemiris Das. A person is not Seimech Das that'll be able to get those Peres Dekel. Masha'enkin Karkois, which are Nimtza Ba'olam, it's only missing your acquisition, there is a Gemiris Das, and possibly that's the reason why a Shibud would be stronger than a Kinyan. The Rishbam says another Svara. That it's a drabbanan dekadin almur rabbanan l'shibud yoyisim mikinyin. Kadesh leitin al delz of neilovin. They made stronger a shibud more than a kinyin in order to make it easier to be able to procure a loan. It's difficult enough to find somebody to lend you money. If you would not be able to mishabed the chosin that you eventually buy, the ikni vikana, so then a person wouldn't lend you money. This way, he knows that not only whatever nechassim you own now are meshubid, but whatever nechassim you'll buy will also be meshubid. So mimela, it's easier for him to lend it, and it will be encouraged. The life will have an ability to procure a loan. That's called leitin al delz when they love it. Taisvah says that as a kasha, that according to a mayor, that holds that Adam is makdavish levelayilam, he says it's only by something which is avidi deasi, like peres dekel. Over here, mechatesa, a person is going to buy nechassim, is the opposite question. The Gemara's whole shaila is only in the Rabbanon. Tais is asking in Rameir, the Gemara understood, it's pashat that the ikni works. And avadin and chassim you're going to buy meshubid, no less than the fact that you can be makne, a dovish lebalaylam. On that, Tais asks, yeah, a dovish lebalaylam is only works, according to Rameir, where it's avidi deasi, where it's eventually going to come. It's something which is expected to come. Pears grow from a dekel. Over here, mechatais is going to buy no other nechassim. So Taisus answers and he says, "Meider Ameir Bahar Meir agrees over here. Shashibud chal memela. The shibud helps; it's chal by itself." He says, "By kinyan, you have to make a ma'isa kinyan, you have to make a akna. But over here, it's much stronger, it's much more mistaver that a shibud will work because of the svara that it is memela. It's chal memela." What does that mean? The chesaron of davish level oilam is again because there's no gemiras das for a chalais kinyan, or he's not a bialim to make a kinyan. But a shibush is chal memelim, a koyach d'alva doesn't require a gemir's das of the bialim. It's a davar of the memelim. It happens by itself. You don't need koyach of the bialim to be chal a shibud. If you don't need koyach of the bialim to be chal a shibud, so even in the mandamer, contra mayor, you don't have to have a vidi d'asi. And maybe that's also a svara why, according to Rabbanon, hagam, you can't be makne davar shalai balaylam, and maybe you're able to be mishabed a davar shalai balaylam, because the shibud is memelim. Now, Bemis, the Meiri, says that the reason why Shibud is stronger than Kinyan is because Midiraisa, all the Nechasim Mishubadim. And Midiraisa, even the Nechasim, the Yekaina afterwards are Mishubadim from the time of the Yekaina, even if you would not write the Ikni. Just that the Rabbanon had Rachmanis on the Lekuchais. They, Lekuchais, don't know this, and they think that it's not Mishubid, because they know you bought it only after the loan, and you didn't even write the Ikni. So Mamela, that's why if you don't write the Ikni, it's not Meshubit. But if you write in the Ikni, and the Lekuchas could be careful not to buy those lands, so the Vat is Hadar Dina to the Din Deiraisa, that is Neshtab Min Adin. And it's not Mitzad Hizakna. In other words, it's not you writing the Ikni that creates the Shibud, and that makes that the Nechasn you buy later on Meshubit now to the Malveh. It's not your hakna, or your being mishabed in the chasim. The shiba nechasim is chal memela. We'll explain in a moment why. The shiba nechasim is chal memela. Midirais, it's mishubed. It's a takanah d'rabbanan to say that you can't collect from those nechasim that you bought after the halva, because how are the lakuchas going to protect themselves? They don't know about this. They don't know that those lands are mishubed. That's only if you don't write the ikni. If you write the ikni, so now they should look at the shtar, and they see it's written the ikni, so they know that it's going to be meshubid. So then there's no iodavsir and nafshe, and there's no mokim for takana for the lekuchais to say that it's not meshubid. And it goes back to the ikir hadin. The tzad, that means the tzad, so what's the tzad of the Gemara? The tzad suffering the Gemara that it should not help the ikni, you have to say that the exact opposite. That in Meikar Adin, the Nechasim are not Meshubit. It's only because of your being Meshabit them. So maybe you can't Meshabit. That means according to the Meiri, the Shailam the Gemara is that Midiraisa, either Midiraisa, you don't need to write the ikni, because Nechasim that you're kind of afterwards are Meshub Memela. Or Meikar Adin, you the Nechasim are not Meshubit. It's only Mitzad, you're saying that the ikni, and that there's a chesaron of davish lebel olam. Just like you can't be mak davish lebel olam, you also can't be meshabed davish lebel olam. That means that the writing of the ikni tak is only a midraban dikadin. It's not a din deiraisa. So the nidin of the Gemara is whether midraisa we say that the nechasim are meshubed or not. The rabban hold all the mak davish lebel olam, so you can't be meshabed davish lebel olam. So that zikha wouldn't work if you need to come on to your shtabdis. The tzad in the Gemara that will work is because midraisa it's meshubed. And the writing of the Ikni is only the Rabbanim. But the Ramah, it says clearly, not like this Miri, it says, Midiraisi, you have to write the Ikni. It means the Raisi would not be Meshubit. And the Ktesimus, the Mechiach, that from Loshna Rambam, then the Chosin, that would not be at time of the Avah, Taka, not Meshubit Memela. So we see, in Machlekes Rishonim, if the Nechosim that you buy after the Halvav, the Taka Meshubit Midiraisa, Memela, about Namashi Shibutit the Raisa or not. It seems like from the Meiri that he understood the Tzad Gemara is that one Tzad Gemara is that it's Meshub Midiraisa, and if it's Meshub Midiraisa, then there's no Taina of Dovash Lebel Olam. The Torah is Meshavit. We have to understand why it's Meshub Midiraisa. But Midat Torah is Meshubit even without the Akni. Turns Meshabbat, whatever you buy after the halva also. It's only a drabbanon that can din you have to write the akni, because of Seder Delekuchas. There's no koil. That's the whole din. But the Ktzayis understood, no, they didn't mandam a shiburi deiraisa. There's no shimina Torah, only on the nechasim who were there at the time of the halva. Those nechasim are like an orev, we'll see soon to explain it, an orev for the halva, for the loan. But the nechasim that you buy afterwards are not meshubid deiraisa bichlal, are not meshubid. If I can't, the whole time of the acne is because Einon Makhtar Shabbal Eilam. You can't even Makhtar Nadav Shabbal Eilam, and maybe a Shiva is different. Maybe a Shiva works in Dav Shabbal Eilam, but Avada Midaraisa, that's because Shiva is more than stronger than a Kenyan. It's easier to him a Shabbat Nechosiv, like we said, different Svaras in the Rishayim. But Avada, you can't, Midaraisa, it's not Meshubit. There's no automatic Shibur on Nechosim that you're going to buy later. Only that was there at the time of the Alva. Now, how will we understand this? So maybe we say over it from the Kunshla Shiurim, it's a Chakir that's in the Oilma Yeshivas, and said over in the Rishim, from Shimon Shkop, has this Chakir, a Gevaldige, Breite Chakir in the din of Shiburi Doi Raisa. The Gemara says in Bechairis, Naf Memches, that the Yisoid of Shibur is because Nechasim are like a guarantor, like an orev. The Loshna Gemara is Nichsei Devar Inish, the Nechasim, a person Inun Arvin Yose, in Arvin Bey, they are an orev. That means it's a arvus, it's a guarantee, guarantor. Like you have two people guaranteeing a loan, so the Nechasim are a guarantee of the loan. Now the Shaila is, Kler to Shimon Shkop, what's the gather of this arvus? What does it mean that the Nechasim are an orev for the halva? Does it mean that the actual lending, the Maisa halva, is Meshabed you to pay back? And not the Nechasim at all. In other words, the Maisa Halva has no Shaychis to Meshabed the Nechasim. It's only you. You owe money. You borrow $1,000, so you owe him $1,000. The Chavis HaGuf. But the Torah was Meshabed your Nechasim wherever there's a Shiva HaGuf. So that means that the Shiva Nechasim is a Toilada, is a derivative of the Shiva HaGuf. It has nothing to do with Halva. It has to do with Halva, but Halva really is Meshabed only you. You're Mechuyev to pay back the loan. Once it's a Shibud Aguf, the Torah is Meshabed in Nechasim as a Teilad of the Shibud Aguf. Wherever there's a Shibud Aguf, the Torah says you also in Nechasim are an Orev, are Meshubed now to make sure that you fulfill your Shibud Aguf. Zochtrim Shimon Shkop, another Tzad would be, then no. The Etzem Maisa Halva, that in itself is a Sib, is a reason that's Meshabed the Guf, and it's also Meshabed in Nechasim. That means when I borrow $1,000, now I'm Meshubit to pay the $1,000, and my Nechasim are also Meshubit. The Mais Halva itself is Meshabit the Nechasim directly. Not that the Shiba Nechasim is a Teilada, the Shiba Daguf. Now, Avad, that's also the din of Shibud Dairai, so the Torah is the one that created that halacha. But the way it works is that the Shiba Nechasim is Chal the same time as Shiba Daguf, both Mikayach, the Mais Halva. L'chaira, you could say that's Kuvra Machloik is Rishainim. According to the Rishainim, the Rav Rishainim, that say that there's no Shibu Memela in the Nechasim that you buy after the Halva, unless you Meshabed Beferish, it's because the Etzem Maisa Halva is Gerim the Shibur. When you borrow money, right now your Guf is Meshubed, like the second Tzad, and also your Nechasim. So Avada, the Shibur is only going to be Chal on whatever is there at the time of the Halva. But whatever Nechasim are not yet there at the time of the Halva, of course, are not included in the Shibur. When you borrow money, so right now, the halva of $1,000, the borrowing of $1,000, is Meshabed the Guf, and is Meshabed the Nechasim. Which Nechasim? Avada only the Nechasim that are right here at the time of the halva. And therefore, any Nechasim that you will buy later will not be Meshubed Mikradim Midin Doi Raisa. The other way to understand Memela, if that's true, so the whole Nidin of the Gemara could only be that since you write to Ikni, you're Meshabed, and the question is, why, when you're Meshabed, is it different, is it stronger than you're being Makne? A person can't be Makne, Dovash Leibel Olam, why could he be Meshabed, Dovash Leibel Olam? We said different Svaras in the Rishbam, that the Karkois of Nimtzeba Olam, it's a Dovash Leibel, it's the Svaras, what's Gmir's Das, why you could be Meshabed, even though you can't be Makne. This is all the Firei V'Rishayim, that the Shibud is not Mimela. On the other hand, the Meiri held that the Nechasim Yekayna afterwards on Meshub Memela because he held that the Neshiva Nechasim is a Teilada of the Shibud Aguf. Matzah, when you borrow $1,000, what's Chal is a Shibud Aguf. You owe $1,000. As a Teilada of a Shibud Aguf, the Teir is Meshab in Nechasim. L'chayr, if that's true, so even if you buy Nechasim later, it should also have a Shibud Nechasim because the Shibud Aguf is Kayim. after when you buy all the time. Once, as long as it's a shibud aguf, then the chasim meila mishubud. There's a shibud nechasim. If that's true, so then even the chasim that you are kaina after the halva are mishubud meila. Midoy raisa. Also then shibud raisa, because the shibud nechasim is a telad of the shibud aguf. Lefi zed the nidin the gemara is why they have to have dikni bechlal. Dikni is only drabon dekadin. Midoy raisa is mishubud anyway without writing dikni. Dikni is only a takana for the lekuchos. What's the other tzadim gemara? Maybe the other tzadim gemara is maybe these two tzadim taka. The other tzadim is maybe it doesn't help dikni because the chasim is taka not mishubin adin. It's only machmas still alive and you can't mishabit something that's not ba'elam. That's kuvin anidin in the gemara. Could be, but at least there's a tzad lafid is rishayim that the chasim that you buy afterwards are mishubin memelam. So it come out, Moir Dikazach, comes out that is the Yisaitis Dikam Achloikis in how the Etzem Shibin Nechasim is Chal. Is the Shibin Nechasim Chal as a Teilad of the Shibin Haguf? Or is the Shibin Nechasim Chal as a Teilad of the Halva? The Halva itself is Mechayiv, the Shibin Nechasim. And the Nafkamina is if Meikir Hadin, Nechasim that you buy later, are Meshubid or not. Obviously, we find in Achrainim, just once you finish, once you're in the sugya, let's say over one or two more ways that the Achreinim understand it. That the other Me'asimcha, the Sameach, and the Chasisha says, according to my Adam, Shibur de Raisa, the Nechasim Meshume de Raisa midin Orev. Because why? Because the Malva is Semech Das. The Malva is Semech Das. And when you write the Ikni, so the Nechasim Meshubid Mimela Medin Orev, because it's the normal thing to buy other Nechasim, and you will Megala Das that you were Semech on it. It's you don't have to make Akna. In other words, Ilchari, understanding a shtick like the Meiri, that the Shibid is Chal Mela without Akna of the Leiva, without the Leiva being Makn anything. The only Nafkamina is, according to Meiri, you have to write the Ikni Midrabban, according to Meir Simcha, you have to write the Ikni Midrei Raisa, in order to Megala Das, that should be Chal Mela on the nechasim that come later. But it's the same yesod, that the shibud is chal memela, without having the loiva being mischayv himself directly for the nechasim that he buys later. The Torah is mashabed those nechasim. I mean, it's again the same yesod that we mentioned from the Kuntz HaShur, from Shimon Shkob's Chakira. Do we say that the nechasim that you buy later are memela meshubid because the shibud nechasim is a teilad of the shibud aguf? It's a memela degazach. It's not you, the loiva has to be meshabed himself and he has to go ahead and make a hakno like shibud is a mixus hakno. It's not a hakno that's totally in the nidin of davar shabalaylam. It's a davar memela. It's coming memela. It's teilad of the shibud aguf. The ikni is a problem. Why do you have to say the ikni for? So Rami said the ikni is tachanas kuchais. The Meir Simcha is saying that the ikni is because that's only time the Torah said that it's chal memela. It's that's the urchin and milsa to buy more nechasim megaladas that you want to be chal memela on those nechasim. Otherwise, there's chasaras smichas das because even though it's chal memela, but it's only whatever's in front of us. Whatever's not in front of us is maybe not chal the shibud nechasim. That's a technical machloikis between in how to understand why you need the ikni. But the side it would be is that there's an automatic shibud nechasim as a teilada from the shibud aguf. Just maybe you need an ikni for a smichas das of the malva on those nechasim. But be'etzim will be a davar memela. Now be'emister Machne Ephraim also brings a Ramban and the Baal HaTrumas that they explain also that the svara why a person can mishabed a davar shleibel oilam is because mishabed himself. It's a chayves aguf and guf is ba'ilam. If the guf is ba'ilam, so then shibud nechasim is teilada from that schayves aguf and that shibud aguf. It's a memela. It's the shibud nechasim is not a naya shibud that the loiva makes. It's not meschayv himself to his nechasim shibud like you be makna chayfitz. It's automatic. It's automatic. It's a davar memela. It's a davar memela. So it's totally in the shibud aguf and the shibud aguf is ba'ilam. So you can able to. It's automatically meshubud the nechasim also even that which is going to eventually be kind. And we have to get to chayitza. What's the side why you need the writing of the ikni and the shtar. But we do find also that the Ktzais, on the other side of the coin, in Simen Kuf Yud Beis, brings the Shein Marit, that, again, the Gufa is Meschayev, and Memeli Meschayev and the Chassim, but the Ktzais argues, the Ktzais says, the Shibud, the doesn't have Memela. You have to be Meichel, you have to Shafa Chaloy Shibud on the Gufa and the Chassim. It's nothing to do with the Shibud Aguf. It doesn't do with Shibud Aguf, but it's not as a Teilada from the Shibud Aguf. It's the head you have to go ahead and Meshab in the Nechasim. So I'll put him in summary. It's kedai to just chazer over the two tzadim klar that do we say that the shibur nechasim is a teilada? It's a derivative of a shibur aguf. A person owes money. Memelas nechasim on meshubit. Memelas nechasim meshubit. So nevadim could be the nechasim that the ikni you buy later on meshub memela. The child's wife to write the ikni. Or, and then we saw from the Meiri like that, we saw that it's an understanding of that in Nor Sameach, in Machne Ephraim, Shem Rabban, Baal Trumas. And the other way to understand it is, no, that the Shibun Nechasim that's taking place is Lehedya from you being Meshabed in Nechasim. If that's what it is, that you're being Meshabed in Nechasim Lehedya, so it's totally in being Machne, Dov Shleib Alaylam, will be Meshabed Dov Shleib Alaylam. You are the one who's creating that Shibun. It's not Dov Shleib Alaylam. It's not automatic because you have a Shibun Naguf that there'll be a Shibun on the Nechasim. It's only because you go ahead and be Meshabed it. That's where in Tzchal. And the Mela, that's Avada why you need a Ikni. Without the Ikni, Avada, you wouldn't be making any Shiva whatsoever. The Gemara, towards the bottom of the Amud, it brings a raya from our Mishnah that the Ikni kana mochar, the Ikni kana vahirish, loy mishtab, is not Meshubit. And the Gemara says, that is Meshubit. And the Gemara says that no, it's not a raya, it could be it's not Meshubit. And our Mishnah is different because mitzvah is same, lefreya chayvas avian. The mitzvah and the yisayim to pay back a choyv from the father. But about a dikni kana vaherish, if you write in the shtar, dikni doesn't help. It's not a raya from our Mishnah, it's meshubit. But it has a din of a milval peh, and a milval peh, there's a klal that mitzvah the yisayim lefreya milval peh shalavim. Rabbeinu Gershom says that even if they would have written in the shtar dikni, but since the ikni is not mishnabed, it's kamandaloi kosav, as if nothing was written, it has a din of a milval peh. And therefore, me ikar hadin, you can't collect from the yisayimim. It's only because of mitzvah lefraya chayvas avim. Lamaisa, interesting, the Meiri brings a machlaikis. If this mitzvah lefraya chayvas avim is a din only on the banim, as kvayt ha'av, or it's on all yershim. The Rama, in Ois Kuf Samach Gimel, says the chiv is mishum kvaydai, which is mashm the chiv is dafka labanim as din kiburav. So mitzvah al habanim lifraya chayva asavim, not yisayim dafka. And the Rosh in the Shittim Beses Taka says the chiv is dafka labanim, because tam yorshim is banim. Chazanish also bemerks this, that the Shittim Rosh is that dafka and banim is a mitzvah lifraya chayv avihem. But from the Rosh in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yir Aleph, is mashma that all yorshim are equal. It's lav dafka banim. It's all yorshim. The loshon of the Shulchan Aruch also in Simen Kuf Zayin is mitzvah al hayorshim lefreya chayv avihem, which is mashma all yorshim. And the Tumim Taka says that it's even lav dafka avihem, even an uncle, even different yorshim, even though they don't have the mitzvah of kibud av, there's still on a mitzvah on all yorshim to misalik his chayv. So they shouldn't be yorish the moment. They shouldn't be bechlal loy for roshim loy shalim. So in Mela, the chiv is not as kibur av dafka. If anything, kibur av, maybe it's dafka mishal av. It wouldn't be from their own nechosim, from what they yarshim. It wouldn't be mechuyah to pay from their own. It's only because they yarshim, they have to pay. It's from the Yerusha itself that's being paid. It's not only a din on the banim, it's also a din on all yarshim. Lemaisa Toisvis points out that it's not stam a mitzvah, like a stam mitzvah ba'alma, it's a din mamoin, that you're kaifin the yisayim to perea chayv aviyam. It's just not, you're not kaifin the yisayim to give from their own nechasim. They only have to give from the chasim that they yashin from their fathers. And Faker Taisa says that's the Gemara Ksubis that says ain kaifin is speaking about where they did not yashin nechasim from their fathers. But otherwise, when they yashin take it, it's a din, kaifin on the yisayim. To pay chavis avim al smitzel afreya. It's not just stam mitzvah ba'alma. The Nesivis in Simen Kuf Zayin says that there's on the Yisayim, it's not only a stam mitzvah ba'alma, it's a shibur haguf to mishalom chav avim. The chiv of the Yarshim, it's not stam a kved avim, it's a chiv min atayr, like in the Lev himself. That's why it's kaifin. Just like a kaifin, the Lev himself. So why they're not mechuyah to give from their own nechassin, you have to say that when the yarshin from the father's nechassin, the yarshin also the father's chayv. But it's on dafka and the nechassim. It's not lav dafka on. It's lav dafka on mitzvah ba'alma. But it's only takav and nechassin of the yarshin. The Tosis also says that the Madami that says that ain goyve, even though it's a mitzvah freya, it's been ain koyfin. He says Tosis that mitzvah freya is midedhu. Tosis the shah of Tosis means dafka and nechassim that the yarshin from their father, or even from their own nechassim. That the Rishash brings from Agoy Sashri that in Ksubis that if they didn't yarshin everything, there's no mitzvah bechlal. Rabbi Chanan is very clear in Kavit Shiurim, brings from Tshuvas Rashba that there are Gimel Chilukim in this. That means where the father was not Meirish any Nechasim, so then there is a mitzvah on the Yisayimim to give their own, but it's Ein Kaifin. That's beged like mitzvah kibud av. It's a mitzvah aseh shman tzchor. But see, it's a mitzvah la yisayim lefreya chavis avim. That's bechlal not a chiyuv, and there's no kaifin either. The father did not leave any nechasim bechlal. It's you want to pay back the father's chayv. You yash nechayv, so you have to pay it back. So from your own money, you pay it back, but that's only a mitzvah. But we left over mitaltalin, then it's stronger, then it's kaifin on that mitzvah. You force. And where he left over karkoyes, then you gave him medina, and you taka yerid l'nechseihim. It's not stam koyfin. It's more than that. It's mamish you go down to the karka, and you take it's a din mamish to take the nechasim and pay back the choyf. Well, Chanan said it brings to the Rashi. What's nafkamina if with between where you koyfin a mitzvah or you gave medina? The nafkamina is gabi yisayim ketanim, which Allah b'nei me'evin mitzvininu. So else, if it be stam etaltin with stam mitzvahs, you don't have that by the yisayim and ketanim. But where there is a karkois, he left over land, where we said you go for medina, so you have that even by yisayim and ketanim. Or the nadaf kamin is where the yerushim have their own chayvis. So their own chiyav goes before the chayv avim. That's where the father was not meirish karkois. But where the father was meirish karkois, and then the chiyav to pay back the father's chayv is in the karka, Mikir Hadin and Yard L'Nechsem, and you taka collect from that land to pay back the father's chayv. Rabbi Chanan brings from the Rosh and Ksubis that he argues in the Rajman, and he holds that if the Yosemim, you were Yerush, only Metaltalin, then ain't kaifin. You don't force at all. The Rajman says you do. The Rajman says you kaifin ala mitzvah. It's not the same as a Niach Karkois, which you gave Medina, which we said even by Yosemim Ketanim. With Labanei Me'evan Mitzvah, there's still halacha to be koifa and collect the karkois, but there is a din koifa on a mitzvah, according to the Rashba. According to the Rosh, there's no koifa and bechlal on metaltlin. The Yerush metaltlin is no din of a koifa. The Kevager says it's Shat and Tyson. The Rosh is that karka is different than metaltlin. The reason why we're only koifa and karkois and not a metaltlin because in karka is a ni'ilas delis, b'fnei lovin. If you're not going to allow the malva to get back his chayv from the karkois, then he's not going to want to lend out the money. So as the nilas delis, we say that you're chayv when it comes to karkois. I guess he's more semich das in karka than a metaltlin, and a metaltlin we're not chayv. Lamaisa lahalocha. Let's finish off this inyan over here. Lahalocha we paskin milval peling. Whereas the milval peh is chayv in a yershim. So itin adels when they love it. And the Gemara Taka asks from Rabbi Shmuel, Amri Tavai, Milva Peh, and it holds Eina Goyva Leimina Yorshin Veloimina Lekuchais, and later we pass in that we are Goyva. So the Taisus and the Rosh, they say the Halacha that we pass in the Goyva Yorshin, so in Mele, if Ikni Kana Vahirish, there's no suffix, because even if Ikni is Leikana, but he's still Goyva in the Yorshin, because the Mitzvah Freya Chayva Savian. It means even though he did not write in the Shtar the Ikni, it doesn't make a difference because the mitzvah freya chayves avim. The Shmuel, the Shitasa, he holds that he's not gave from the Yerushim. So Shmuel's whole shaila in our Gemara is only the Shitasa that he holds he's not gave from the Yerushim. But if you go, we hold you are gave from the Yerushim, mitzvah freya chayves avim, so there's no nafkamina of the ikni or not. Lefizes, Rabbi Yoina, and Rabbi brings it, Rabbi speaks about the Gemara early, Nafmim Dalarim and Beis, where the Gemara says, Shmamina de ikni kana machar, de ikni kana vahirish loimish David. So Ben Yehuda says you have to be meichik v'kana v'hoirish because there's no suffix. Since Lididan we hold that a milval pez gave min ayershin als mitzvah lefroya chayves avim, so there's no nafkamina of the ikni kana v'hoirish. That should not be in the Gemara Mendalam Beis. The shaila should be by the ikni kana umachar, but not by the ikni kana v'hoirish because the ikni kana v'hoirish is not negeya. Even though it's a milval pez, you can still be given the Yorshim, there's a klal, a mitzvah lefroya chayves avim, so it's not negay. It's only Shmuel Shitasai that holds you're not given from the Yorshim, so he had a shayla. But Lididan, there's no shayla. How do you collect from the Yorshim? Mitzvah, like the Mar says, the Mar's Deichem, milva pen, and it's a, the din is, it's a mitzvah lisayim lefroya chayves avim, so you collect from the Yorshim. And Shulchan Aruch at Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, the first day is that you collect from the Yorshim, but it means a machlaikis. If you didn't write the ikni, if you collect from the Yorshim. And the Shach is Matmiya on the second day that you're not going from the Yershim, because the Chertz Muchin Awasugya, you are going from the Yershim, Lefi that we paskin that Mitzal Yisayim, Lefrey Chavis Avim. So Rabbi Chanan is Miyashim and he says, it's Tolly in the Machlaikis, if Shibud is Deraisa or Drabbanon. Because the Shibur and the Chosim is Midrei Raisa, and the Chazal did not make any special takana. And male, if you don't write the Ikni, or if the Ikni is not Mishabit, there's no Shibur and the Chosim, not gave from the Yerushim. And that's the second day. And the Gemara over here is going Mandama Shibur is Lav Day Raisa, which holds that the Rabbanu Masakin Shibur Nechosim Milva Bishtar. And in Milva Peh, they were not Masakin Shibur Nechosim. And that day when Masakin Yigayv from the Yerushim is not because of Shibur Nechosim, because of the Shibur Aguf. And maybe even Nechosim, Yikayin afterwards, even though you didn't write the Ikni, you also could be gave from the Yerushim. Also, Shibur Aguf, Mikayach Takana, that day when Masakin to be gave from the Yerushim. So I'll call upon him, Al Gemara is going Mandama Shibur Lav Day Raisa. And since it's a Takana Drabbanan to collect from the Yerushim, so it's not Negay the Shail of the Ikni, he went out to Ikni, collect from the Yerushim, Mitzal Yisayim, Lefrey Chavis Aviyim. And the other day, and Shulchan Aruch holds like Shibur de Raisa, and you go from the Yerushim, also Shibur Nechosim. And the Chazal didn't make any takonis. I mean, if you didn't write the Ikni, or if the Ikni is not Meshubitz, there's no Shibur Nechosim. We explained this before, but it either make Ikra Din, or Metakon Chazal, so you can't collect from the Yerushim. And that's the second day that if you don't write the Ikni, you can't collect from the Yerushim. The Meister of Shmuel in Rav Basra, in Oiskuf Chav Zayin, over here, in the Chelik Beis of Rav Basra, he says, Pshat in the Gemara, that originally the Gemara said that Mitzal Yisrael, the phrase Chavis HaVim, is even though there's no Shiva Bechlal, it's a mitzvah. And that the Gemara asks from Shmuel that he holds Milva Peh is not great from the Yerushim. And that the Gemara's Kavanah, the Gemara's Kasha, Zokhtar of Shmuel, is not just you see Milva Peh is not great from the Yerushim, from there it's Muchach, that where there's no Shiva, there's no mitzvah in the Yerushim Lefraya. So that and that we hold the halacha that milva peh is given a yerushim. That's because fakir. That's because shibur de raisa, and milva peh is a shibur. And that you don't go from the lekucha is takana drabanan. But when you don't write the ikni, where there's no shibur, so you take not goyve from the yerushim. So then it's shtim zil maskana that if there's no the ikni, you take not going to be goyve from the yerushim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.